My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up later this hour at 7:45-ish, we will play HF Festival 2024 Band Fact or Fiction. We'll give you a blurb about one of the bands that is on the lineup. If you guess correctly about the factoid we give you,
you're going.
You'll win tickets to HF Festival or tickets to go see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live, where I'm sure they will play Nookie at some point during the set. I would assume that you'll hear Nookie from Limp Bizkit when they're at Jiffy Lube this Sunday. So keep listening for your chance to win. All right, we wanted to get into the jersey retirement of a legendary Washington Redskin. Like, if you were going to make a Mount Rushmore of skins, this guy's face is certainly in the running, if not one of the four carved into the granite.
Oh, yeah, he has to be.
I think it's got to be.
He has to be a top four.
It's Darryl Green. Yeah. He's having his number 28 retired during the October 20th game. That's week 7 as the Carolina Panthers come to town.
I don't want to.
Kind of makes you wonder why it hadn't happened.
Well, they kind of had an unofficial way. I don't know. I'm certainly no expert on it, but they kind of had an unofficial way. They just wouldn't issue the jersey. That was kind of like their way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you know, when Haskins wanted to wear a Theismann 7, it wasn't retired, but they just hadn't given it to anybody.
Right. Haskins basically, did he ask for Joe's blessing? I can't remember how that went.
Like, kind of did.
Yeah,
you know, pressure was on. Joe was in an impossible position.
Sure. Yeah,
and Joe said, "Sure, you know, be my guest, go for it." And of course, we know how that played out. Not great. It's great. I guess you can get into a pickle when you start, you know, when you have a limited numbers. But now the numbers have been expanded a little bit. Might be a little bit easier.
I think it's long past due. I mean, Darryl Green retired in 2002.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just 20 plus years since he's retired.
I suppose you could do something different. You could just do like the Cowboys do, like a Ring of Honor.
Right.
And that way you don't have to retire the number.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put him in a Ring of Honor, then you could still you have access to the numbers.
Yeah.
Because you do, you know, if you start, there's a lot of guys that are probably worthy of having their numbers retired. Then you
certainly
really start, you know, cutting down on your options. I think that's one reason why maybe teams kind of shy away a little bit. But I'm certainly worthy of it. He 100% is on your Mount Rushmore.
And I think it's the ownership group coming in and looking at, well, why isn't Darryl Green's number? Why have we not retired his jersey? Why have we not honored Darryl Green? Why hasn't that happened yet? And I think a lot of it stems back, obviously, to the Snyder regime. Like, a lot of guys just did not want to come back and be associated with Dan Snyder. Things ended acrimoniously under Dan Snyder. That was the case with B. Mitch. Like, B. Mitch did not have a good relationship with the team after, you know, he obviously left and went and played for the Eagles and the Giants for one season.
It was very awkward
and
for years.
I mean, I don't know the specifics of the Darryl Green situation, like what his relationship was like with the front office.
Well, I think
and the
that's
team,
a big problem is that there wasn't a great relationship.
Right.
With all these
And now
guys.
You're seeing steps by Harris and his group to make amends, like bring those guys back into the fold. They know that there's value to that, and that it's great nostalgia for the older fan base.
Also,
and
it's the right deserved. Thing to do. It's just the right
it's
thing to
do. It's what you should be doing for the legendary players that have worn your uniform in the past.
Right. So
and they're picking
you have
a week.
A list of, I know Grand Danny did this bit yesterday, I saw on Twitter, the list of numbers that have been retired.
By the organization?
Yeah.
I'd have to look
have
that up.
Because it would be interesting to kind of postulate who might be next.
Well, Monk's definitely retired. Butts got to be retired, right? With Sonny.
I don't know that Butts' number is retired.
Oh,
is
I thought it was.
If you know, then I take your word for it, but I didn't know that.
I don't know for a fact. I'm guessing Sean Taylor's definitely is, right?
I don't know.
There you go. Sonny, Sean Taylor, Daryl Green, Charlie Taylor, Larry Brown, Riggo. Well, we forgot about Riggo. Dave Butts and Art Monk.
No, I didn't forget because I just didn't want to guess. So who is
Am I missing anybody?
Those are the ones that are officially retired. So that's a glaring.
That seems way more. I think those are the unofficial.
Those are unofficial?
This is the Commander's website.
Yeah.
It's talking about the Daryl Green article. Daryl Green. He joined Sonny, number 9, Bobby Mitchell, 49, Sammy Baugh, 33, and Sean Taylor is the only Washington players to receive the honor.
Art Monk's not retired?
No.
No, those are the numbers that they unofficially.
Okay, so they just unofficially.
So they just hold don't them aside. Issue. Like, right. You can't have. You
all right, but eventually, guys but eventually
Butts,
they will.
Monk, Riggo. Did you say Riggo? Riggo's not, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, Riggo's got to be. He's got to be next.
Yeah. You, I would have thought Riggo was officially retired.
44,
if you're going to retire.
But see, also, John is also an enigma, too. He's an very interesting guy. Yeah. I like him, but he's a very guarded guy. He's a, you know.
I think he was also outspoken, too, about the Commander's name. Like, he kind of distanced himself. Like, he's like, I was a Redskin. This Commander's thing. And I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Like, he basically didn't recognize this iteration of the franchise.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're Harris, you call him in, you have dinner with him, say, look, you did amazing things here. Yeah, we just want to honor you.
I'm just telling you, John's a different guy. He doesn't care if you want to do the right thing.
Yeah, he's an individual.
He's going to do it his way, whatever he wants to do. You know, so that. But I do think he would be number one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would accept it. John's that kind of guy that he doesn't care what you want. Do you have an appearance fee? Then he might show up.
Hey, who doesn't like appearance fees?
I understand.
Yeah, but I would agree. I think he's got to be the next guy.
And I
would think Art Monk is going to be.
I would think Monk
retired too.
I would think Monk.
I assume if they're just holding them aside, eventually that means they're retiring their jerseys.
Well, they've been holding him aside for 30-some years.
Well, I know. They took Daryl Green 22
Another
years.
Another one that you might have to consider, Joe Jacoby, at some point. Now, he's after those other guys.
Yeah.
But that's another one that you might, like,
We've
down
had
the road.
So many, yeah. I mean, he's worthy. Certainly, I think Joe Jacoby is eventually going to get in the Hall of Fame. Somehow, by hook or by crook, some veterans committee, something. They're going to make that right.
Right.
Should retired numbers be for the elite of the elite? Joe Jacoby, I mean, he's not even in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he's going to get in the Hall of Fame.
No, Ring of Honor, all that, that's great. But you can't be retiring numbers of really good players.
I said it was lower on the priority
list. Yeah, but I think Jacoby's
going to
end up in the Hall of Fame.
Or Riggins.
I really think he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
I always lean on numbers. I don't even like retired numbers, honestly. But you have to be an all-timer. An all-timer to have your number retired.
Well, it's a pretty short list.
Some of these teams, you just give out retire. You have 100.
I mean, Jacoby
numbers.
Was like the anchor of the best offensive line, like of the 80s.
And he also was kind of like the prototype of the new huge offensive line.
Right.
You know, I agree with Drab to an extent that you got to be it in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But I think Jacoby's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Like, I wouldn't give it to Gary Clark. And I love me some Gary Clark. I wouldn't retire
or
his number,
Ricky Sanders,
though.
But you love some Ricky Sanders.
I liked Gary Clark more than Ricky.
Sure.
I was more of a Gary Clark guy.
There should also be a timeline. 50 years, put the number back in circulation. Sammy Baugh.
Okay.
Like, well, that's like digging up a guy's grave.
Somebody getting offended.
Nobody remembers Sammy Baugh's number.
I think they should do.
Like, you have to be a real old head to remember Sammy Baugh's number at this point.
Honestly,
you got to be 100.
They should do a Ring of Honor. I think it's so cool. I know they do that like, they did that at RFK, right?
It was like a Washington, D.C. sports like Ring of Honor type deal.
Do they have
that
at Nats Park? No, they don't have any.
I don't think so.
Do they have it at FedEx Field? Do they have a Ring of Honor?
FedEx Field, now known as Commander's Field,
whatever it's
I believe
called,
has some. I think it might have transferred over there.
Right.
From RFK to FedEx.
And I think they have like broadcasters. That kind of my little fantasy is the Junks are up there eventually.
I did see it. Didn't Dave Johnson just go into the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean, we're Hall of Famers.
At some point, we might be D.C. Sports Hoffers.
Draft.
Possible.
Hall of Famers.
It's getting ridiculous at this point. You guys are the Joe Jacobys of the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
What do you mean?
Disrespected.
You just get disrespected.
Do you agree with us?
Yes. No offense to the other guys on this list, but
yeah,
your impact in this community.
Who are some of the other guys in the list? Now, I'm not going to goop. Well, I might goop on some of them. Let's be honest.
I don't really.
No, you know what? I'm going to take the high road.
I'm not going to goof on anybody else.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm not goofing on anybody else.
You're just saying we deserve to be there as well.
I like how we made this about ourselves.
Can I say this humbly?
Sure.
We should be in the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. Well, life is winding down here.
It's winding down.
Before we die, can we get the honor?
I don't want to look at it that way.
We should ask the listeners. Should the Junks be the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, I would hope.
This is a self-serving audience, self-serving poll.
I would hope that our audience would say yes.
Throw some support our way. Make us feel better.
We're Hall of Famers.
Hoffers. You're Dennis Hoff. Way different type of Hoffer.
He's in a different Hall
of Fame. He
died in the saddle.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah, according to Ron Jeremy, he died in the saddle.
Well, I wouldn't run around quoting Ron Jeremy's source.
I mean, these days. He had an opinion. That was his opinion.
Oh, he had lots of opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, Harden and Weaver, I think they're in like the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I think our run is almost as
it's
long
approaching
as
a 30-year run.
What do you get for the D.C.? You don't get like a gold blazer like the Pro Football Hall of Famers do.
I don't
do.
Think you get anything.
What are we, near 28?
Yeah, I think it's year 28.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
You're old. Hey,
28
Bulletin,
years.
You're an old codger.
I agree. I feel it every morning.
I am too. I don't know why.
But 28 years in one market?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Same four dudes?
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Yeah, it's a little bit disrespectful.
Hey, I just want to get paid like a Hall of Famer. Yeah, you can keep me out of the Hall of Fame. Just pay me like a Hall of Famer.
Just get a Hall of Famer paycheck.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'd rather have that than be inducted.
With you. That's what matters more.
Because the thing is, you got to be in the sort of like the cool kids club.
Yeah.
And we're not really in the cool kids club, so no one's going to ever... nominate us or anything.
Mm-mm.
We can't even get a freaking Emmy for the best show.
I know. That's fine.
Hey, there could be allies that are on that board that nominate every year. I don't know.
We don't really
know who
they are. The truth is, we don't really have that many allies.
Probably true.
Other than like the people here, the inner circle, CK.
Yeah.
CK, I'd say, was a huge ally
Certainly.
Advocate. But other than Chris.
Hey, you're a Hoffer. I'm looking at a Hoffer right here.
I'm treating myself like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we should. We're going to go get fitted for jackets today.
I don't think they give you jackets.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just doing a bit with jackets.
Yeah, you get zippy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You guys would just complain so much, though, about the induction ceremony and having to go down to Nats Park.
No. I wouldn't complain at all. Here's why. We would just show up with our matching jackets. And then we'd have JP just go up and accept the speech
and talk
for 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't know, he would talk too much.
He would.
You don't want
to. They'd say, hey, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he'd go for 25.
Right. All right, just tell JP, keep it short, 5 minutes.
Then he'd start talking about his book.
All right, I'm going to bang on a couple of these real quick, Driver. You're not answering them. I'm just going to answer them.
Unscreened calls, radio gold, perhaps.
He doesn't like when I do
that.
But
doesn't like it one bit. But you're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067.
I'm always confused. There is some sort of radio museum in Bowie, of all places.
Yes, it's weird.
It's an old house that's a radio museum. Yeah. I have no idea what it is. Let's go to Charles in Rehoboth Beach. Hey, Charles, what's up, buddy?
Hey. So, yes, you guys are definitely going into the D.C. Radio Hall of Fame.
It's the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay,
I'm talking about. Because I'm telling you, I grew up in Lanham listening to Hardin and Weaver.
Right.
And for the past, since you guys have made it to the airwaves, whenever that was, 20-some years ago, I've been listening
almost
to you.
30.
Following you, and you're the best.
Can you nominate us?
Absolutely.
Right. Charles, you grew up in Lanham. Where did you go to elementary and middle school?
I went to Lanham Elementary.
Went to Goddard Junior High. Robert Goddard, that's where I went.
High school.
Okay.
High school.
And high school, Duval.
Duval. All right.
73. Yep.
Wow. Class of 73.
I don't even know if Duval's still there.
You better get a nomination in quick because your time's really limited.
Oh, my time is running short, man.
So you're almost 70.
I turned 70. Yeah. I turned 70 in December. Yep, this coming December.
Do you retire to the beach?
We retired to the beach, but then about 4 years ago, we built a house down in the Keys also.
Nice job.
This guy's killing it.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. You guys keep doing it.
All right. Thank you, pal.
What's it like to be rich and have not one, but two beach houses?
That's pretty nice.
Rehoboth Beach House and a Key West Beach House.
My beach house is at Cornell.
Yeah, it is.
It's gone. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Hey,
the Hall of Fame
Junks.
Hey,
what's up, guys? What? Yeah, Hall of Famers, boys. But, hey, I love you guys, man. I love the show. Every morning you guys make my day a lot easier, a lot smoother. I love listening to y'all. Y'all are funny as hell. And, yeah, you guys deserve to be in the Washington Hall of Fame. Come on, man. Like, who else? I mean, what else? You guys are the staple.
Thank you.
Do you have any power to nominate us?
Yeah, can you nominate us?
Oh, No one will nominate us. I have no power at all. But I just saying, for the common man, the everyday guy, the working hard man.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Like you guys are amazing. Like, I mean, you make my morning smooth. Like,
you guys make
getting in the car fun.
Especially
in this area where it's a nightmare driving around.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You guys make it bearable, and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe from Manassas.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, just kind words.
My man, Joe.
What is it? Cliche cakes from your lips to God's ears.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Let's go to Charles. Charles, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've been with you guys forever since you guys were free. I actually did one of your contests, a hot food competition, one time.
Nice.
When was that?
Third.
That wasn't necessarily Hall of Fame material, but
you got bronze. You're bragging about it 15 years later.
Hey, it's the highlight of my life.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
I got to meet you all, and you guys have been around forever. I've been following you everywhere you go. So, WPGC and everything. So, there you go.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, buddy.
Right. Good luck on getting into it.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah. Appreciate that.
If it happens, it'll be when we're dead. Yeah. You know what I mean, Cakes?
Yeah, I hear you. I get it.
Sounds like you guys are compilers.
We're a bunch of Philip Rivers in here.
I mean, there is an element of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go to the Hall of Fame only if you're just a fleeting shooting star.
Can't be a flash in the pan, Drab.
I think that's part of the deal of being a Hall of Fame.
Staying power.
Right?
Longevity. I mean,
there's no Thurman Munson's in there.
James Brown.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Like, that's a Hall of Famer.
He deserves it.
Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in already.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Is Feinstein in?
Well deserved.
No, Christine Brennan is, I believe.
Feinstein.
That probably rankles John Feinstein. Yeah.
I got to
get definitely.
We can ask him on Friday.
Do you know why he hates her?
I have no idea.
He goes public. He's been talking about it for 20 years. So weird when you publicly trash a coworker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's not great.
And it's like not tongue-in-cheek.
No, it's not.
Like, we trash each other.
It's not in jest.
But it's actually in jest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's not hiding it.
No. Yeah. No, it's legit.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. We'll figure it out. Anyway, just look out for the boys.
Yep.
That's all we're saying.
Just stump for us. Nominate us. get us there at some point before, like you said, before we're dead.
Before the dirt nap.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win HF Festival and Limp Bizkit tickets. That's coming up at 7:45, so keep listening for your chance to win those tickets because it's coming up soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll have Drab post the Junks poll of the day in just a bit. It's presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. I think it's pretty simple. Are the Junks DC Sports Hall of Famers?
Right.
Shortly, you can go vote on Twitter at Junks Radio.
Can I tell you real quick who is a Hall of Famer?
Yes. In what field?
Hotness.
Hotness Hall of Fame?
Yes.
All right. Can you give me a hint? I want to try to guess this person.
All right. This photograph went viral yesterday.
Viral.
It is the wife of a very famous
person. Oh, I know who person. It is. I know who it is. Yeah. I think it was who Drab was talking about before the show started.
Oh, was Drab talking about it?
Is it Blake Lively?
No.
Oh, it's not Blake Lively. Okay.
I mean, she's an attractive woman. There's no question.
Okay. It's not Blake Lively.
No.
Interesting. It's a local personality.
No.
All right. Let's see. Hollywood.
She's the wife of a very famous
person.
Actor or?
No.
Athlete?
Yes.
Ooh.
Wife of an athlete.
The viral picture.
Smoking haughty.
I mean, I just didn't know it was like that.
Okay.
And I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, so you've never seen this person before?
No, I guess I have. Maybe just like in the stands.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
Two-piece bikini before.
Oh. Who is
like
it?
Like the photo that came out yesterday.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Does her husband, does he take the ball and do this and run with it? And then sometimes he does this. And catches a lot of balls out of the backfield.
No, you're thinking of Christian McCaffrey.
I am thinking of Christian McCaffrey.
No. All right. Just, I want you to Google this name.
Is it Austin Eckler's
No. wife? I want you to Google this name. Okay, I'm not going to say who it is. Antonella Roccuzzo.
How's that spelled?
Antonella, R-O-C-C-U-Z-Z-O. Okay?
Oh.
Boat photos.
Oh, Lionel Messi's.
Oh, it's Messi's.
Go to Messi's. Yeah. The boat photo. In particular, because there are some other pictures where she looks fine, whatever. There is a picture of her yesterday where she's wearing a red bikini. They're on a boat together, and he's got a boot on his foot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see. Whatever it was. Yeah, she's a smoke show.
Did you see that? Did you see that viral photo that went yesterday?
Viral.
And he's got kids, right? So is that the mother of his children?
I don't know.
I would assume.
I think they have three kids.
Yes.
I don't know how she looks that good with after three kids.
I mean, that stopped me in my tracks when I saw that photo yesterday.
Showstopper.
And you see other photos and she looks fine, whatever. But that red, that tan and that red bikini is just popping for her. It's crazy. And honestly, Messi looks kind of terrible.
Well, especially with
and
a boot on.
Greatest, he's arguably the greatest soccer player of all time.
He's a soccer player. I mean,
but he's, you know, just hurt.
I mean, the picture.
He's not even that.
He looks ripped in the picture I'm looking at. I mean, he's got a flat stomach.
Somewhat ripped. But like for his,
I mean,
his
he looks pretty good.
I mean, obviously he looks better than us, but he's not even, he's ugly. I'm actually going to say he's ugly.
you think Lionel Messi's ugly?
Yeah, he's got bad teeth.
Rom is ugly.
Okay, Rom is ugly.
Lionel Messi, not ugly.
Right.
Sorry, Rom.
Rom again.
These are ADs, Rom. Yeah. These are good. They go in your.
But you're right.
Your Rom guys.
Rom is ugly. He's not as ugly as Rom, but like she. I would say she would be in that red photo, red bikini photo.
Yeah,
I would say that's a 10. Okay, that's my list.
Yes.
Okay, I would say that's a 10. I would say he's a 4. Now, Rom is like a 1.
Maybe a negative.
Right? Rom's like a 1.
He's not a 4. That's.
I mean, he's
just
not
an average looking guy.
He's an average dude, yeah.
I think
But if Lionel Messi was like a teacher.
Yeah, he looks
He's not sitting next to her.
No chance.
Right. Oh, I mean, there's just no chance. Yeah, of course.
Right.
And the guy that won. Isn't there a guy in L.A. that won like. Did he win like $1 billion? What did he win?
I know.
Yeah, like a Mega Millions
week,
guy.
Yeah.
That's our dream.
What did that guy win? Like half a billion? Like he won.
No, he won $1.2 billion.
He won a billion.
Edwin.
Yeah. That guy is a Rom. He's like a 2. Although he's better looking than Rom. He's like a 2.
Edwin Castro.
He was photographed yesterday with his girlfriend. Did you see that?
I know. It ricks me.
New one? She's a new girlfriend?
There's no chance he pulled that before.
Edwin Castro.
He won the friggin'.
All right.
Lottery. Yeah, Edwin Castro. And there's some debate whether or not it's his ticket. Somebody's claiming it was another guy's ticket. They're always in dispute.
Oh.
You know?
Edwin Castro, he's a 2.
Yeah.
And he's got a...
I know we're all biased because Messi's such a freak athlete, but I'm telling you, objectively, he's not a handsome fellow.
He's a donkey. Look at him.
You're looking at Castro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total donk.
He won a $2 billion Powerball jackpot.
He didn't win $1 billion. He won $2 billion.
Well, I mean, he doesn't pocket $2
billion.
Yeah,
right,
but
that's
what he
won. Castro, 31, deleted his social media accounts. That's smart. After winning the $2 billion jackpot in 2022.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and the girl's a smoke show, right?
Right?
Of course.
It's just hilarious.
After I saw that story about him.
Yeah.
On Friday, I went out and bought some Mega Million tickets.
It spurred you. You know what? Drab, I'll be fully transparent and honest here. I've really slowed down on buying lottery tickets.
Well, we haven't
had
the bargain. A mega one in a while.
Yeah. So I feel like there needs to be an uptick. I need to get back on that hustle.
Mm. We're almost at $300 million in
I've been
mega
a little
millions.
Bit remiss in buying
What's
the
minimum threshold before you have to buy?
These days when they're costing $2 and the jackpot gets big pretty quickly. I usually sit out until about $500 million.
Yeah. Oh,
so half a billion will get you interested.
Right.
Okay. I need to keep my radar up because I've been slacking of late.
Yeah.
Let's go real quick.
I haven't bought in a while either.
Yeah.
Let's go real quick to JD. He's been on hold for a while. Still wants to chime in on the Hall of Fame thing. Yeah. I don't know if he wants to burst our bubble.
What's up, JD?
JD, what's up?
No bubble bursting here. You guys, there's no question that you've compiled a Hall of Fame career. And compile, I think that's fair, right? It's 30 years. But
yeah.
But, you know, fair. EB, you have to get out in a community of your peers. You got to do some networking, maybe a little glad handing. And
I know we don't.
I think
do
you'd rather
that.
Die than I eat don't. A cocktail shrimp and have a free cocktail at DC Prime with these guys. So just something to consider in the latter years here. You know,
yeah, you're right.
Your own case here.
As we wind down,
maybe just host one on ones or two on ones in the sauna.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Bickle.
Just a little intimate get together.
If that Redskins PR party happy hour was in Kensington last night, would you have gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have. And by the way, I might even have considered going. I'm out your way all the time.
You are.
I'm used to it. It doesn't ruin my life like it ruins yours.
Oh yeah, because there's no way I would go if it was in Kensington. Props to Cakes to drive 2 hours round trip to go to Ashburn last
night.
It's
fine. It was.
No, it's fine to you. I get it.
Here's what I
did. I just wouldn't.
Here's what I wasn't prepared for. Even though I know they're there, the rise of the data centers.
I've been telling you about them for years.
I know you've been telling me about it.
But
and
you
I
have to see it.
You
to
have to like
it.
Driving by them on 28.
Mm-hmm.
They're so massive, and there are so many
it's
of them.
It's the data center capital of the world.
It's shocking.
They're starting to spread out now to Ohio.
That's why you're a huge target.
Oh, you got such
you guys are a huge
you have such
target.
A bullseye on you in Laocal.
I agree.
Laocal Parkway.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Right in the crosshairs.
But they have capped it. The ones that are under contract already are going to be built.
Right.
But they're not going to add anymore. So they're capping out the data centers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There's got to be
whoever
60
bought all
or 70.
That land back in Ashburn and Sterling that way back in the day. Filthy rich.
You know who's killing it? The builders.
Oh, they have to be.
The hit company?
Yeah.
Oh.
Such a hit for
them. They're doing all of them.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
And there's a couple other ones. But
can you imagine those contracts coming in? You see it like, another data center that's 9 billion square feet.
They are massive.
And the thing is.
So big.
They're massive.
We did a promo thing. We did a little advertising for a data center like 15 years ago with Ben Bowden. Yes. And it's relatively small, like minuscule compared to these new
ones.
And the security level 15 years ago with those things was like out of a Tom Clancy video or something, right?
We thought we'd be Sam Fisher going to steal all the data.
Yeah, but like with all the fingerprinting and
biometrics.
Just to get into get a tour of the build.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like now.
No, it's gotta be absurd.
Can't even
it's
gotta
be ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back.
But I will say this, living out there, even though it's not pretty, all right, aesthetically it's kind of nubby because it's all this construction. It's just big.
Concrete jungle.
They're the size of 10 Costcos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. But if they didn't have data centers, who would be there? People.
That's a good point.
All right. So there's a lot less people in Loudoun County.
You still have a lot of traffic on 28.
No, I agree. Do. But if they didn't have data centers, it'd be 10 times that.
Yes, exactly. All right. You can fill up the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. And we also have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday. So call right now for your chance to win. We'll do that when we come back. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my math, that's 20 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Got some really good prizes to give away. First winner is going to get a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. That's Saturday, September 21st. Second winner, if we get one, gets tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That is this Sunday, just a few days from now. We're going to play HF Festival 2024 band Fact or Fiction. We'll just give you a blurb about one of the bands that's on the bill. Tell us if it's fact or fiction. If you guess correctly, you win. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple game, Cakes.
It's a fitty-fitty. That's the way this works.
All right, you want to go?
Sure. Start. Who's up
Let's
first?
Go, we'll go in order here. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hello, all Mike in Manassas. Death Cab for Cutie, formed in the late 90s in Tempe, Arizona. Is that fact or is that fiction?
That's fact.
Sorry,
weren't they formed in Washington,
Seattle? Formed in Bellingham, Washington, which Drab can tell me if that's a...
Is Bellingham a suburb of Seattle?
I would assume.
It's like an hour north.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, they're not from where Drab matriculated to college. They're more closer where Drab grew up.
Let's go to Jeremy.
What's the lead singer's name for Death Cab?
I don't know. Off the top of my head,
I thought he was married to someone famous.
Ben Gibbons?
Ben Gibbard?
Yeah. Something like that.
I think Ben Gibbard is married to someone famous, and I just can't think of it.
Like an actress or something. Let's go to Jeremy in Herndon. Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, I thought I punched
Good morning, junkies.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Definitely married to, or used to be, Zoe Deschanel. Kind there of a smoking hot.
Okay, very good.
There you go.
All right, Jeremy. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bush lead singer Gavin Rossdale.
Good morning,
donkeys.
Good morning.
Good
buddy.
Morning. I'll repeat myself. Bush lead singer Gavin Rossdale is pals with tennis legend Roger Federer. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll go fact.
That is a fact.
That's a fact.
He wins. You've won two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, Violent Femmes, Tonic Filter, and Lit. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Congrats. You Man, win, sir.
When that Bush like sort of debut album came out, it was crazy good.
Smashola. So
man.
Many hits.
Listen to that over and over. Yep. All right, do we have more?
We have Limp Bizkit tickets.
All right, Limp Bizkit. That's it. Man, wouldn't mind seeing Limp too. Go to Todd, old Fred Durst.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He does like the old man bit now.
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Good morning.
Toddy Waddy.
All right, we're going to continue with HF Festival 2024 Act, Fact, or Fiction. Girl Talk is on the bill. They're a 3-member female pop punk band from Dallas. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
That's fiction, sir. Girl Talk is a male DJ from Pittsburgh. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, that's right. Never heard of Girl Talk, but
well, now
it's
you know.
One person.
It is one person.
You would think it's a band, but
it's not.
He's
a 42-year-old dude from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh, correct.
Yeah. All right, do we have anybody else that's ready and willing to play?
We did, but I think somebody hung up on him.
I've got one. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we
That's
had
if them. We get another
They're calling
call.
Back. They're calling back.
Because we're giving away the Limp tickets.
Yes, we have Limp Bizkit tickets.
Yeah, the Limpy tickets.
All right, let me see here. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, you doing, Brian.
Brian, fact or fiction, Shirley Manson, who's the lead singer of Garbage, who I like very much, recently fell off a stage and had to have hip replacement surgery. Fact or fiction?
God, I hope that's fiction.
Is that true?
Off the stage hip replacement? That's no joke.
Fell off in 2022 and had surgery in 2023.
Got it.
Too many injuries.
Man,
that's a good tune right there, too.
Are you going to go to Tyler, try to give these Limp Bizkit tickets away?
Tyler calling from Crofton. Hey, Tyler.
Going on, boys.
What's up, buddy? Tyler? HF Festival Band 2024 Fact or Fiction. Every member of the band Incubus is a surfer. Is that fact or is that fiction?
That is fact.
It is a fact.
There you go,
you
buddy.
You win, sir. You've won two tickets to Loserville 2024. Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman is on the bill, EB, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's a big show.
That is a big show.
How old are those guys now?
Who, Limp Bizkit or Incubus?
Incubus, sorry.
I mean, those guys have to be in their
mid-40s.
Mid-40s into maybe their early 50s.
They might be older. I mean, I think Durst is older than us, right? He certainly looks older than us.
I don't
if he's
know
not
how
older
Durst
than
is.
Us, that's That's bad news.
Fred Durst is, according to Bob Gu,
he's a year or two older than us.
He's 53. Born on August.
He's younger. He's younger than me.
Yep.
Fred Durst, younger than you.
He'll be 54. Actually, he'll be 54 in August.
All right, it's official. It's over. He looks horrible. He literally looks horrible.
Yeah, but I bet when they play break stuff, the place goes bananas.
No, I know, but he doesn't even have that energy to jump around anymore.
I know who will jump around when they play break stuff. He's wearing an LA Dodgers cap, and I'm looking right at him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that guy that wanted to go to Woodstock 99 so bad.
Is Drabby?
Be an anarchist.
Drabby doesn't like music, though.
Yeah, but he sleeps on the fact that he was kind of like around when Limp Bizkit was big, when new metal was big. He was kind of into it.
I actually might be going to my first concert in years this weekend at Jiffy Lube Live, and it's not Limp Bizkit.
Hold on. Wait a second. You're going, and it's not Limp Bizkit. Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
You ever heard of Creed?
Man, I'm jealous. I'm officially...
Why aren't you going?
I don't know. This is a great question.
Why aren't you going?
I don't know. I should be going.
Could you pivot?
Maybe. What day is the show?
Friday.
Friday night, Creed.
Are you taking Sarah?
No. My buddy has tickets.
Oh, you're going. It's a boys' trip.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where are they playing?
JLL.
Yeah.
Oh, Jiffy Lube.
I mean, you're gonna hear Higher. You're gonna hear My Sacrifice.
Arms Wide Open.
You're gonna hear My Own Prison.
What's his deal, man? Didn't that lead singer guy, didn't he go like off the deep end for a while there?
I think he had some drug issues for a while, but I'm pretty sure he's gotten it back.
He's locked in now?
Nah, I mean, look, he's probably always battling the demons at some point, but I guess he's got it back together where they can still tour and print money. You going to buy a Creed t-shirt for $50, Drab? That doesn't seem like a Drab thing to do.
No. This is the Summer of 99 tour.
Oh, who else is on the bill?
I can't remember.
Hold on. Now this is a showstopper.
But I didn't know this. You were a huge Limp Bizkit guy?
Yes.
Every male in 1999 was a Limp Bizkit.
No, I love Limp Bizkit. But you've always kind of like thumbed your nose at music and
I just say it doesn't
you're
mean
soulless.
Any, yeah, it doesn't really move me.
Well, obviously it does.
But when you put on break stuff, it's impossible not to get.
Yes. What about Nookie?
Yeah, you know, it's good.
Nookie, Faith.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
Oh, Faith.
Do you know that Scott Stapp tried to kill himself multiple times?
That's what I'm saying. He was
unaware of that.
He jumped over a balcony and fell 40 feet in a hotel in Miami in 2006.
Really?
He just said, F it, and jumped. And he survived, obviously. But, he's had some issues. Big time.
Right. He's made a comeback. Creed,
I guess so.
Three Doors Down and Finger 11.
Oh, man.
You're good.
Why are you not going?
That is quite a triple bill.
We've had two of those in studio.
Yeah.
Three Doors Down, definitely. Yeah.
We had the Finger 11 guy.
Is there any chance that EB knows the name of Finger 11 smash hit?
One thing. Something like that.
One thing. You pulled, pulled it. And
what, you think
then another smash. Can you pull it?
Well, that's the one I was thinking of.
Paralyzer?
Paralyzer.
I had the guy in studio. Massive. He sang for me. He sang right to my face.
He sang a ballad right to you.
Yeah. He was a little flat. He really was. So, but yeah, I'll never forget that performance.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the live jam? No. This is just regular studio recording?
Good. Yeah.
This is their magnum opus, right?
I think Three Doors Down greater than Finger 11.
Yeah, sure. And more hits, but it's just a great song.
I mean, they're good.
I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time. I mean, came in and sang like butt, but
I mean, it was like eight in the morning. It was
those
eight
guys
in the morning.
They never want to sing that early.
They never want to. At least he did it. I respect him for doing it.
Yeah.
Who was the one guy that was being such a douche?
Yellow card.
The yellow card guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ocean Avenue is a.
But they sang
out of 10.
It.
You know who else was not cool? I don't care what anybody says. Newfound Glory guys. We did an appearance with them.
They were a little cranky.
They were, and they did not want to play extra songs. And we were like, kind of, we were goading them into playing a song, and they were staring at us. They were so big because there were fans around.
Yeah, but yeah. I like me some Jordan Pundick. That guy could sing his balls off.
Did we have them at the surf show?
Yeah. Snow. Yeah. Yes, correct.
We also played basketball with them before their concert.
We did, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I don't remember that.
They were out there in their army combat boots scuffing up the floor.
I felt like I was LeBron James compared to those nerds.
All right, when we come back, we're going to stop talking about pop punk bands from 30 years ago, and we're going to talk to Mike DeCourcy about hoops and Team USA. We'll do that next. A couple of good prizes to give away. First winner is going to get a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. That's Saturday, September 21st. Second winner, if we get one, gets tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That is this Sunday, just a few days from now. We're going to play HF Festival 2024 band Fact or Fiction. We'll just give you a blurb about one of the bands that's on the bill. Tell us if it's fact or fiction. If you guess correctly, you win. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple game, Cakes.
It's a fitty-fitty. That's the way this works.
All right, you want to go?
Sure. Start. Who's up first?
We'll go in order here. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Hey, Mike. What's up, man?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hello, Mike in Manassas. Death Cab for Cutie, formed in the late 90s in Tempe, Arizona. Is that fact or is that fiction?
That's fact.
Sorry,
Weren't they formed in Washington,
They're
Seattle?
Formed in Bellingham, Washington, which Drab can tell me if that's a...
Is Bellingham a suburb of Seattle?
I would assume.
It's like an hour north.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, they're not from where Drab matriculated to college. They're more closer where Drab grew up.
Let's go to Jeremy.
What's the lead singer's name for Death Cab?
I don't know. Off the top of my head,
I thought he was married to someone famous.
Ben Gibbons?
Ben Gibbard?
Yeah. Something like that.
I think Ben Gibbard is married to someone famous, and I just can't think of it.
Like an actress or something. Let's go to Jeremy in Herndon. Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, I thought I punched
Good morning, Junkies.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Definitely married to, or used to be, Zoe Deschanel. Kind of a smoking hottie.
Okay, very good.
There you go.
All right, Jeremy. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bush lead singer Gavin Rossdale.
Good morning,
Junkies.
Good morning,
buddy.
Good
morning. I'll repeat myself. Bush lead singer Gavin Rossdale is pals with tennis legend Roger Federer. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll go fact.
That is a fact.
That's a fact.
He wins. You've won two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, Violent Femmes, Tonic Filter, and Lit. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Congrats. You win, sir.
When that Bush like sort of debut album came out, it was crazy good.
Smashola.
So many
hits.
Listen to that over and over. Yep. All right, do we have more?
We have Limp Bizkit tickets.
All right, Limp Bizkit. That's it. Man, wouldn't mind seeing Limp, too. Go to Todd. Old Fred Durst.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He does like, the old man bit now.
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Good morning.
Toddy Waddy.
All right, we're going to continue with HF Festival 2024 Act, Fact, or Fiction. Girl Talk is on the bill. They're a three-member female pop punk band from Dallas. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
That's fiction, sir. Girl Talk is a male DJ from Pittsburgh. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, that's right. Never heard of Girl Talk, but one person.
It is one person.
You would think it's a band, but
it's not. He's a 42-year-old dude from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh, correct.
Yeah. All right, do we have anybody else that's ready and willing to play?
We did, but I think somebody hung up on them.
I've got one. Oh, I'm sorry.
If we get another
They're calling back.
Because we're giving away the Limp tickets.
Yes, we have Limp Bizkit tickets.
Yeah, the Limpy tickets.
All right, let me see here. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, you doing, Brian?
Brian, fact or fiction, Shirley Manson, who's the lead singer of Garbage, who I like very much, recently fell off a stage and had to have hip replacement surgery. Fact or fiction?
God, I hope that's fiction.
Is that
off the stage hip replacement? That's no joke.
Fell off in 2022 and had surgery in 2023.
Got it.
Too many injuries.
That's rough, man.
That's a good tune right there, too.
Are you going to go to Tyler, try to give these Limp Bizkit tickets away?
Tyler calling from Crofton. Hey, Tyler.
Going on, boys.
What's up, Tyler? HF Festival Band 2024 Fact or Fiction. Every member of the band Incubus is a surfer. Is that fact or is that fiction?
That is fact.
It is a fact.
There you go,
buddy. You win, sir. You've won two tickets to Loserville 2024. Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman is on the bill, EB, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's a big show.
That is a big show.
How old are those guys now?
Limp Bizkit or Incubus?
Incubus, sorry.
I mean, those guys have to be in their
mid-40s.
Mid-40s into maybe their early 50s.
They might be older. I mean, I think Durst is older than us, right? He certainly looks older than us.
If he's not older than us,
that's bad news.
Fred Durst is, according to Bob Gu,
he's a year or two older than us.
He's 53. Born on August.
He's younger than me.
Fred Durst younger than you.
He'll be 54. Actually, he'll be 54 in August.
All right, it's official. It's over. He looks horrible. He literally looks horrible.
Yeah, but I bet when they play break stuff, the place goes bananas.
No, I know, but he doesn't even have that energy to jump around anymore.
I know who will jump around when they play break stuff. He's wearing an LA Dodgers cap, and I'm looking right at him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that guy that wanted to go to Woodstock 99 so bad.
Is Drabby?
He'd be an anarchist.
Drabby doesn't like music, though.
Yeah, but he sleeps on the fact that he was kind of like an like around when Limp Bizkit was big, when new metal was big, he was kind of into it.
I actually might be going to my first concert in years this weekend at Jiffy Lube Live, and it's not Limp Bizkit.
Hold on. Wait a second. You're going and it's not Limp Bizkit. Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
You ever heard of Creed?
Oh man, I'm jealous. I'm officially.
Why aren't you going?
I don't know. This is a great question.
Why aren't you going?
I don't know. I should be going.
Could you pivot?
Maybe. What day is the show?
Friday night,
Creed.
Are you taking Sarah?
No. My buddy has tickets.
Oh, you're going. It's a boys' trip.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where are they playing?
JLL.
Yeah.
Oh, Jiffy Lube.
I mean, you're gonna hear Higher. You're gonna hear My Sacrifice.
Arms Wide Open.
You're gonna hear My Own Prison.
What's his deal, man? Didn't that lead Scott singer Stapp? Guy, didn't he go like off the deep end for a while there?
I think he had some drug issues for a while, but I'm pretty sure he's gotten it back.
He's locked in now?
Nah, I mean, look, he's probably always battling the demons at some point, but I guess he's got it back together where they can still tour and print money. You going to buy a Creed t-shirt for $50, Drab? That doesn't seem like a Drab thing to do.
No. This is the Summer of 99 tour.
Oh, who else is on the bill?
I can't remember.
Hold on. Now this is a showstopper.
But I didn't know this. You were a huge Limp Bizkit guy?
Yes.
Every male teenage male in 1999 was a Limp Bizkit.
No, I love Limp Bizkit. But you, just you've always kind of like thumbed your nose at music. And
I just say it doesn't
you're
mean
you're soulless.
Yeah, it doesn't really move me.
Well, obviously it does.
But when you put on break stuff, it's impossible not to get.
Yes. What about Nookie?
Yeah, you know, it's good.
Nookie, Faith.
Yeah.
All of it, yeah.
Oh, Faith.
Do you know that Scott Stapp tried to kill himself multiple times?
That's what I'm saying. He was
unaware of that.
He jumped over a balcony and fell 40 feet in a hotel in Miami in 2006.
Really?
He just said, F it, and jumped. And he survived, obviously. But, he's had some issues. Big time.
Right.
He's made a comeback. Creed,
I guess so.
Three Doors Down and Finger 11.
Oh, man.
You're good.
Why are you not going?
That is quite a triple bill.
We've had two of those in studio.
Yeah. Three Doors Down, definitely. Yeah.
We had the Finger 11 guy.
Is there any chance that EB knows the name of Finger 11 smash hit?
One Thing. Something like that.
One Thing. You pulled it. And
what, you think
then another smash. Can you pull it?
Well, that's the one I was thinking of.
Paralyzer?
Paralyzer.
Yeah.
No, I had the guy in studio. Massive. He sang for me. He sang right to my face.
He sang a ballad right to you.
Yeah, he was a little flat. He really was. So, but yeah, I'll never forget that performance.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the live jam? No, this is just regular studio recording.
Good. Yeah.
This is their magnum opus, right?
I think Three Doors Down greater than Finger 11.
Yeah, sure. They had more hits, but it's just a great song.
I mean, they're good.
I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time. I mean, came in and sang like butt, but
I mean,
but
it was,
I liked it. But it was like 8 in the morning.
It was
those
8
guys
in the morning.
They never want to sing that early.
They never want to. At least he did it. I respect him for doing it.
Yeah.
Who was the one guy that was being such a douche?
Yellow card.
The yellow card guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ocean Avenue is a
they
20
sang
out
it.
Of 10.
You know who else was not cool? I don't care what anybody says. Newfound Glory guys. We did an appearance with them.
They were a little cranky.
They did not want to play extra songs, and we were like, kind of, we were goading them into playing a song, and they were staring at us. They were so big because there were fans around.
Yeah, but yeah. I like me some Jordan Pundick. That guy could sing his balls off.
Did we have them at the
surf show? Yeah. Snow. Yeah. Yes, correct.
We also played basketball with them before their concert.
We did, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I don't remember that.
They were out there in their army combat boots scuffing up the
floor. I felt like I was LeBron James compared to those nerds.
All right, when we come back, we're going to stop talking about pop punk bands from 30 years ago, and we're going to talk to Mike DeCourcy about hoops and Team USA. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.